Or you can talk
Blog
about
Talk
that.
Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse, a special place of exploration, love, and healing. Stay inside your ride, but prepare to expand your consciousness. Your psychic pitchmen, Michael Espinoza and Lawrence Burke, are your guides as we embark together on a magical journey. Here's the entrance, and right there is your seat. So, let's start the show.
Hello. Hello. Welcome to the Psychic Funhouse.
Hello, hello, hello.
How is everybody doing? I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Mr. Michael Espinoza.
And I'm here with my wonderful co-host, Laurence Bish.
Yes.
How are you
and
doing?
We're here
Lawrence?
To pump you up.
Pump you up.
How am I doing? Well,
how's your week
let's
been?
Let's just say I've had an interesting week. Yeah. It's been fun-filled. Fun-filled, for sure. And we
Good.
Know why, don't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah,
it's
I got
the nice
roof on
have
my
fun field the week.
My product, my project, so that's good.
Uh-huh.
Been building a farm stand. So my mom's garden in Maine. I do a little backyard produce for the neighborhood. So
nice.
Yeah.
Are you're going to sell the produce?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nice. My mom likes to make stuff too, so we might make some pesto and vinegars and begin
wow.
really crazy, maybe some baked goods. Maybe some donuts or something. Pickles. We'll make
nice.
Some pickles. Yeah.
Pickles.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Yeah, you could sell your famous pickles. Ship them up.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make some vacation money.
to go where?
The Golden Door, of course.
The Golden Door, yep.
All right, well, we're back. Psychic Funhouse is open again. People are streaming into the rides. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Coming into the park.
Yeah, good healthy crowd. Everybody's wearing a mask, staying socially distant, so that's good.
Thank you. You
don't want to get shut
no
down again.
Super spreader event here.
That's right. No super spreader. So tonight's theme is, wait for it, deja vu.
Didn't we talk about this before?
I know, right? So many jokes, so little time. Yeah. Yeah, so there's different names for it. When it's a medical condition, it can be traced to like a biological issue or maybe some actual brain damage. It's called paramnesia.
Mm.
There's another term for it that's related called retrocognition. When you remember something that happened before. But this is probably a really common issue. People often talk about, you know, feeling like they've experienced something before, and so much so that there's a breakdown of different kinds of vus or dejas. There's deja vu, which is already lived, which is the sense of knowing a great deal about something before and often knowing what's going to happen next. The great psychiatrist Carl Jung was hanging out with his buddy Sigmund Freud, and he had a deja vu experience where he knew something was going to happen next. He said there's going to be a loud knock coming from a bookshelf that was near them. And sure enough, this knock emanated from the bookshelf, and it wasn't somebody pulling a prank on old Sigmund.
Wow. Was that real?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, apparently, yeah. I read about it, so it must be real, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. So when you have that, you know, sensation of trying to remember something, it's right on the tip of your tongue, but you can't recall it. That's got a term, too, in French. It's called presque-vous.
Presque-vous? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What does that mean?
Tip of the tongue. So,
tip
so
of the tongue.
Like when you can't. Mm-hmm. I don't know, that's a little translation, but that's what it means.
Okay.
Yeah. You're trying to remember that name, trying to remember that name. And then there's something called the staircase wit, l'esprit d'escalier. And this happens to me just about daily, which is it's remembering something when it's too late, right? So staircase wit, for example, when you have a clever comeback to a remark, but the conversation's already ended and it's too late to interject. Right? So,
mm-hmm.
These are all related things. Some of them are more paranormal than others. So I thought we could share some deja vu experiences if we remember them, and ask our callers if they have any related deja vu experiences that come to mind when we go to the phones. So,
very cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, strangely enough, I don't remember any of the deja vu occurrences in my life. I can't believe I forgot all of them. But
it's called deja not vu.
Deja not vu, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Deja nada vu. And I know I've had them because I remember there were times where I'd be somewhere and it was always feeling like I had been in that place or I had been with that person. But none were so remarkable to leave an imprint.
Stick with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was always just kind of like, oh yeah, this feels really familiar. And then move on.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some things have different effects on us than other things. So it's private.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I was in.
How about you?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I was in Eugene, just south of where I'm living now in Oregon. And I was living out on a country road at the time, about a mile out of town, and I was walking into town to run an errand or something. And where I lived was in a valley, but I had to go over a pretty significant hill and then drop down in Eugene, which is kind of a bowl, its own kind of valley. Anyway, I was coming over the hill, and as I got about a third of the way down the hill, I had this really weird sensation of water starting to lap up over my feet, right? And as I progressed down the hillside, I could feel the water, like when you get in a pool, basically, you know, coming up to my knees and then over my legs, and then pretty soon it was over my head. And it was a very odd sensation because I was still firmly in the present. I could see my surroundings, and I knew where I was. I wasn't disoriented. But I also had the sensation of being in the same location at a different time when it was flooded and underwater, which is really trippy. It was very vivid. Like I could feel the wetness and I could feel, you know, you can feel pressure on your skin from the water. Couldn't smell anything. I couldn't hear anything. I couldn't see anything, but I could feel it. So, you know, it was somewhere between deja vu and another kind of deja called deja vacu, which is the sense involves mm-hmm. like living something. And that's usually what people mean when they say deja vu, because it's more of a lived and felt experience rather than just kind of a passing remembrance. What's interesting mm-hmm. is, you know, the geology of the Northwest back right at the end of the last ice age, you know, when glaciers were still over the majority of and starting to retreat, there was a lake called Lake Missoula that was mm-hmm. created because of this glacial ice dam, and it impounded mm-hmm. I don't know how many billions of gallons of water, but quite a bit, and it would break mm-hmm. periodically and water would rush down and carve out this channel, and that's how the Columbia River got made and also some other features. And until this was understood, there were a lot of geological formations that people didn't understand that were totally different from all the surrounding rocks here in the valley. And people mm-hmm. had different theories about how they got here. So people realized that with this flood theory, that rafts of ice had carried these, small little mountains, hills even, and when the ice mm-hmm. melted, the dirt got deposited in place, and then after a while, it just seemed like it had been there forever until you compared it to the other rocks. Mm-hmm. So perhaps what I was experiencing was one of those floods, you know, when the water came up and flooded the valley, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought so.
Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Have you read Brian Weiss's books?
I have not.
It's interesting. Well, this isn't deja vu. It's more of the past life regression. But, you know, these people going to the past life, he would regress them. I think it was...
he's the hypnotist?
Yeah, he's also a psychiatrist who also used...
Soul hypnosis, basically? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
He used
hypnosis in the beginning.
Right.
To help people overcome their fears and whatever trauma they were experiencing. And I think he first got into it with one woman where he started seeing past lives. And that's what mm-hmm. I mean by he got into it. And so anyway, he regressed this woman and she was describing cities that did not exist from where she lived. And after he found out, it was kind of these past lives that she was remembering. So, I hear about deja vu, and, you know, when you do past life regressions and you see that, you know, I wonder how closely they're related, if they are. You know, especially with something like you experienced. Or if they're not related.
Mm-hmm.
And the remembrance of, you know, a city, an event. So, yeah, I think
it's
really interesting.
You know, there's definitely crossover, you know, with these terms,
mm-hmm.
and there's some overlap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's they all kind of meet the same place in the sense of something's happened, right? Some phenomena
mm-hmm.
occurred and you experienced it at some point, and then you come across it again, right? So it's like passing over that same area, and it sparks something, right?
Right.
So there's, you know, there's certainly certainly some overlap. You know, sometimes it's a medical condition that one can be hard to tell, you know, without proper diagnostics, if that's what's going on. There's something called a Fregoli delusion, which I was learning about. It's a disorder where somebody is convinced that many or maybe even all the people that they're meeting are really the same person, just in many disguises. Right?
Wow.
So you can imagine what that situation would be like. You know, somebody coming to you and you're like, oh, yeah, you're really Bob. Well, no, I'm not. I'm John. Well, you got a disguise on. You're just fooling me. Oh, okay.
That's interesting. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it's pretty uncommon. But, you know, there's a, you mentioned Brian Weiss, there's a really interesting neurologist who passed away a few years ago named Oliver Sacks, and he wrote several books about people with different conditions that cause them to experience different realities. Madam Mistook His Wife for a Hat was the title of one book, and Anthropologist on Mars was another one. There was a gentleman in there who had really severe alcohol poisoning, and he got something called Korsakoff's syndrome, and it shut off these really small but really key areas in his temporal lobe, I think. And it caused him to have no more short-term memory. So he was stuck in the past, even though he was aging.
Wow.
And by the time of the book, he was in his 60s. He was convinced he was 19, and he'd just gotten out of the Navy after World War II ended. You know, you'd talk to him and he'd remember who you were for about a minute or two, and then it was like he'd met you for the first time. So it was constantly reintroductions.
Wow.
It's trippy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, we're having people live longer, which is a good thing. However, we're also having people turn up with severe cognitive disorders like Alzheimer's. So we have a lot of memory issues with people. And I think there's a lot of potential for psychics and related people to maybe help moderate, you know, that situation. There's a really interesting field of psychology called process psychology, and people use it to talk to people in coma and altered states to try to communicate with them. It's pretty effective. There's a book called Coma about a gentleman that goes in and talks to people who either literally are in comas or, you know, semi-lucid, and is able to communicate with them by mirroring their state, you know, kind of acting the way they are, even moving the way they do. And there's a resonance that gets set up. It's kind of similar to how we connect with our clients. You know, we're trying to scan them sometimes, or, you know, get their defenses down so they're open to us so we can make a connection and then do the work we need to do energetically or with our spirit guides. This is just kind of from a psychological perspective. So, but pretty amazing.
I've done some healing work on clients. There's been two that I've done, and they were both women. They were mothers and wives, and the first one I did it, I was doing healing work on. Her daughter brought the mother to me, and so I was doing healing work on her, and I started hearing the mother talk to me. This is like when I first started talking to the spirit world, like being really conscious of it, and it didn't freak me out, but I was very, very surprised that this was occurring. And, you know, the mother was answering questions because I'm like, because she was saying first, she was like giving gratitude and saying, thank you for doing the healing. This feels so good. And I was like, what? I was like, am I speaking with you? And she's like, yes. And she was very engaging. She was a very outgoing person when she was present. And so anyway, I called her daughter over and I was like, your mom wants to talk to you. And she's like, oh, thank God. I've been wanting to try to talk to her. So the daughter was very open, and so it made it nice. So we did a session, her and her daughter. And then the husband came back and we did another session, and I communicated with him. And, you know, the images she was showing me and the things she was communicating, especially to her husband, were just so beautiful. And yeah, it's amazing. The spirit is still inside the body. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't leave, and it's communicating. And the way she told me, it's, you know, the brain that animates and connects to the body, that part of it, it's not working anymore. She's like, but I'm still in my body.
Mm-hmm.
They also told me that they don't experience pain either.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, but it was very cool
being able to talk to the soul that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, powerful stuff.
Yeah. And the second one lady I did, she was in Atlanta, and we did it distantly, and it worked.
Uh-huh.
And the father was apprehensive, and or her husband was apprehensive because he was very religious, and but she was giving all this information and the memories, and he was like, oh my God, this is true. I was like, yeah, it is. Yeah, but it's so nice to see. It's not the end, you know?
Yeah, well, just it also goes to show how many different levels there are to communication, you know? We think we're just, you know, verbal, and then, you know, there's dreams that come in and messages and situations like you're describing where, you know, somebody's not conscious by our definitions, but still has a consciousness and still is able to relate all sorts of information. So, but they're not passed on, you know, they're in that in-between state.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We're getting to the place where a lot of cultures, like Celtic, the main one, in New Year's just about to start for them, and this is when they considered the veil between worlds to be the thinnest, when communication was really more possible. So we'll have to have a fun show honoring that next Friday before Halloween. Maybe we'll talk about ghosts.
Oh, thanks.
No.
I get scared.
It's okay. Psychic Funhouse has a Faraday cage. We can put you inside of that. You'll be safe.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Nobody gonna hurt my Mikey. Well, what do you think? Should we take some calls?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right, callers, get ready. Here we come.
Yep.
Be ready.
Yep. Yeah. So, just a quick reminder, when we have you pick up, caller. We'd like to find out what your name is, if you care to share that with us, and where you're calling from. And tonight, since we're talking about deja vu, if you have any quick stories to share about experiencing deja vu, which is witnessing something that you've already experienced, it's already happened to you before, that'd be fun. If you don't, and of course we'll answer any questions you have. All right, so here we go. So this is area code 509. Hi there, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence. What's your name, caller, and where are you calling from, please? Hello?
509.
Oh, 509 has left the building.
Yeah.
Are you there, 509?
Well, we can come back to that.
All right. Going once, going twice. Chicken soup with rice. Okay. All right. We'll try our next caller. See if they're awake or not grabbing a snack from the fridge. All right. This is caller 860. Hi, 860. What's your name and where are you calling from, please? Hello, you're on the Psychic Funhouse with Michael and Lawrence.
Hello.
Hello. Well, we're going to have to talk to our engineer. I don't know. We're going to have to talk to our engineer. Something's happening. Something's happening. Something exciting is happening.
Engineer, get on that right away, please.
Yeah.
I put in a work rec.
Oh, did you? Okay.
To get that repaired.
Yeah. Yeah. So, keeping on the same general area as deja vu, how about out-of-body experiences? Have you had any of those where you've moved outside of yourself?
Yes, I have. A couple times with some traumatic events.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it felt like my body, like I left my body. And I was outside of it watching what was happening. And so that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had an accident or something? What happened?
I don't want to talk about it right now.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it's too much.
Yeah. Yeah, so
understandable.
It was traumatic. Yeah. And so. Yeah, it felt really weird.
Yeah. Different things can cause that separation. You know, it can be trauma, like you're talking about, physical or emotional, or, you know, other things. In some ways, you know, it's like a protective mechanism. And you know, from a shamanic perspective, when that happens, it can create what we call soul loss, right? Where part of your soul just takes off. And you know, it can be triggered from everything as simple as, you know, really jarring sound like an alarm clock to something more profound like you know, physical abuse or something. You know, when I have a client that comes to me and they're experiencing memory loss, or they're often like not really in their body, they're like physically clumsy, they have a hard time navigating things, which shouldn't be difficult. And there could be other things.
Right.
Sometimes what shows up is they've got soul loss and they need soul retrieval, which can be pretty powerful. Well, I had this
interesting.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It's interesting because you've seen some people, I've encountered some people, and you can see kind of the disassociation with the body, how they kind of start zoning out, you know,
uh-huh.
like when things get too intense or you're talking about a subject that they don't want to talk about, then all of a sudden you just see them kind of leaving the body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you
so,
kind of
like physically? Do you
come
see
back.
Them leave? Do you see? Yeah.
No. Them, I guess, mm-hmm. checking out, you know, that it's kind of a subject that's too much to discuss. And they just
uh-huh.
start drifting off. You know, they're not present in the body anymore. Because
uh-huh.
like they were before, really having a conversation with you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't think people realize how often we're not really present throughout, you know, the day, let alone our existence. You know,
mm-hmm.
we do a lot of checking out for one reason or another. Because when you really start to pay attention, it takes a tremendous amount of effort to be present all the time and to feel everything and to be,
mm-hmm.
you know, in this world. You know, it's just like listening to somebody and really hearing them. You know, you have to really focus, and that's a high energy activity. It's not just like, oh yeah, I kind of heard what you said, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I think about that, it makes so much sense why so many people have different things to distract them, or, you know, that they get used to using, even like a crutch or worse, habituated to or addicted to, because being present
mm-hmm.
is not for sissies. You know, it's not for the timid.
Mm-hmm.
So it's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you had any instances that occurred, experiences where you've left your body?
Well, you know, when I do shamanic journey work, when I'm doing a journey and I go to, you know, the lower or the middle or the upper world, it's a little bit like an out-of-body experience. You know, part of my consciousness is there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's directed and it's more controlled. I've had some out of body experiences. I had this, I think I might've mentioned this before, but a friend of mine was making some homemade beer. He
mm-hmm.
was my housemate. I had just started studying herbs with my teacher, Howie. And so we were learning about mugwort, and mugwort is called mugwort because it was used in brewing alcohol, beer in particular.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a stage in beer brewing where you add the wort, and the wort is the herbs. That's when you'd add hops, if you're going to add hops and other things,
mm-hmm.
you're going to make a bitter. So I said, well, why don't we substitute some of the hops with some mugwort. I'll get some mugwort. We can make a mugwort ale, you know, see what that's like. And I was also aware that mugwort had some psychoactive properties. It was good for dreaming and did some other things. And
mm-hmm.
So he agreed. He thought that would be cool. He's a pretty open guy from Idaho. And
mm-hmm.
so we added the mugwort, and ale's pretty quick turnaround time. So in about a week, we had our first batch ready to taste, and I I was out most of the night, and I came home, and he was sampling it, and he gave me a swig, and I probably took like a small mouthful just to taste it, and it was pleasantly bitter and also kind of tangy. It turned out really good. I really liked it. And then I went to get ready for bed, and as I was starting to fall asleep, I had this sensation of my body, like my spirit body, my astral body, like detaching itself from my physical body and just like hovering right above it.
Mm.
Like a body thickness above. Yeah, like it was just like right there. And so I had this sensation of being in my body and then this other part of me detached and sitting right above me. It was this really weird thing. It was almost like somebody had plucked my spirit from within my body. Like they wanted to show me what that was like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where I had, it wasn't just something that was casual. It was something that was intentional, but it didn't feel like it was completely guided by me. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. How did you get back into your body?
You know, it lasted maybe, it's hard to say, you know, because when these things occur, time can get really squirrely, but it probably only lasted a few minutes, if that. You know, I was in that kind of almost asleep, almost dreamlike state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I like mugwort essential oil.
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely pretty powerful, so you want to go easy on it. And it can be cumulative, mm-hmm. but that's the other thing about it. Most people I've talked to, they start out using it, and it really helps open them up, and they start remembering dreams and have vivid dreams. And then it can get really intense, like too intense. So it's good to take a break from it.
Hmm.
But it's a really protective herb. Yeah. It's definitely a witch's herb.
Yeah. Mm. I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it makes a cool smudge, too, burning it. Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, shall we try our silent caller again? See if they're going to come back.
Let's try it. Yeah. Right. Where are you, 509?
I know. What's going on? Okay. Hi, caller. Are you there? This is the Psychic Funhouse. Paging number 509. Are you listening? Oh.
I guess not.
Yeah, the ghost in the machine.
Going twice.
Mm-hmm.
Going bye-bye. Three times. Bye-bye, 509.
No, they're shy. They're shy tonight.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes we get shy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about premonitions? Do you have those? You know, where?
Yeah, but it's more now the guides telling me stuff. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And the more I work with them, in the beginning it used to be very loud when they spoke to me. And,
are they trying to get your attention?
And now it's so subtle all the time that sometimes I don't pay attention to it because it's so subtle.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, So it's, I don't know if they're premonitions, but it's always feeling or hearing them and knowing kind of stuff that's going to occur.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I was, I think it was in my first year of high school or maybe middle school, end of middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom and I, this is when I lived down in California in Pacific Grove near Mar. We like to go to this bagel shop and get bagel sandwiches for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the weekend or something. And so we had just gone to the sandwich shop and we're getting ready to pull out of the parking lot onto the road. It was Del Monte Road. And there was traffic, so we had to wait. And all of a sudden, mm-hmm. there was this big crash sound, like a big, like, you know, like really mm-hmm. serious from up above, because it was on, we're on a hillside. That road was hilly. And I heard this crash.
Mm-hmm.
And then within about, I don't know, 15 or 20 seconds, all this fluid started running under the car, you know, like, because we were right where the gutter was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I could see it going down, and my mom was like, "What was that?" And I said, "Oh, it was a car accident." And I couldn't see anything. I just heard it. And I said, "It was a car accident, and somebody just died." You know, before I could stop myself, it just came out. And my mom just kind of looked at me, and I went, "Yeah, I said it." And it turns out that that's what had happened. It was a T intersection, and somebody had ran the light and had T-boned this person who turned out to be a football coach at one of the high schools. And he, mm-hmm. and we actually ended up, I mean, I could see him slumped over.
Mm-hmm.
And he, you know, was probably already gone at that point.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. I remember, did you see him leave or his body or any of that? Or it was just more of the incident, the accident you saw?
You know, the way it went down, it happened so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like it was literally just a knowing, you know, clairsentience, I guess. Like I just knew that this person had died. And when I audibilized it kind of freaked both of us out, my mom and me. So I didn't probe it any further. But there was confirmation when we drove up and went by, and you could see, you know, the car was all stove in and this person was still in their seatbelt, right, in their lower half, but you could see their upper body was just pushed into the into the passenger side. So they were obviously, you know, pretty banged up. Yeah.
So. Wow. Wow. I remember when I was back in New York City, and on 8th Avenue and 40th Street, they were building the new New York Times building, and they had the, you know, they had these giant cranes on these buildings, and I remember one day walking past it, and I thought, and I saw, like, the crane fall.
Uh-oh.
And I was, like, in my mind.
Sure.
And then I was, like, oh, why do I make up all these, like, stories in my head? And
catastrophe.
The next day. Right. And the next day it fell.
Oh, shit.
It fell off the building. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a big deal. Yeah.
Was anybody hurt?
I don't remember. I don't remember, but I was, yeah, I was kind of surprised by that. I was like, oh, wow. What's going on here?
Mm-hmm. That was before you started studying chronic healing or during that time
yeah.
frame? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it was before I was studying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doing the healing work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, so
crazy, crazy.
Yeah, so I didn't kind of know what was happening really. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's probably a good point to let the audience know how they can contact us for readings and healings. Do you want to give your contact information out, Michael? Share that
Absolutely.
With our listeners. Okay.
Yeah. You can go to my website at michaeljespinoza.com. You can call or text me at 562-457-0457. How about you, Lawrence?
Great.
Lawrence?
Great. Lawrence? Yeah, my phone number is 541-344-7534. And you can text me, call me at that number, and I will respond. Or you can email me, givingtree@earthlink.net. And I have a Facebook page hooked up with my herbal business, Giving Tree Farm Herbs. And I have a website, www.givingtreefarm.com. So there you have it. So,
oh,
what's happening next week, Michael? Do we have another amazing guest or topic of discussion?
No, we have a great discussion next week. And we are going to talk about, because it's so close to Halloween, we're going to talk about ghosts.
Okay.
Ghouls and goblins. Spirits.
Ooh.
Have you had contact with spirits, right? In the house?
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a haunted house before?
Don't go in there.
Exactly. So, yeah, I think it'll be a fun show talking about spirits and ghosts and haunting, all that spooky stuff.
Yeah, we can, we'll start up a little campfire, toast some s'mores. Yeah, some cider, mulled cider. Since nobody can trick or treat this year because of the pandemic, we'll have to come up with some better treats. Yeah.
Well, it's the Haunted Mansion ride.
Yeah. The haunted house.
It's our version.
It's the haunted psychic fun house.
Exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. So, yeah,
ghost
it'll
ghost.
Be fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Well, thank you, everybody, for calling in and not picking up. your line when we pick you up. Thank you for not answering.
Like
it's a quiet audience today.
Right. Well, I think, we could have probably talked to more clients, but we're having trouble with the phones for some reason. So the rest of you that we didn't get to, apologize for that. Sometimes we have engineering issues, and it just gets a little bit dicey. So that was one of those times.
Yes. We're going to talk to the IT staff.
Exactly.
But thank you for joining. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Come back next week to the come back to the Psychic Funhouse. And you can always listen to our archive shows. They're here on Blog Talk Radio and the Psychic Funhouse. We have many, many hours of wonderful listening. So thanks again, and we'll see you soon. And thank you to my wonderful
co-host.
See
you soon.
Mr. Espinoza.
And thank you to my... And thank you, Lawrence Birch. It's been a pleasure. As always.
Oh, of course. Pleasure is all mine.
It is. Goodbye, everybody.
All right. Away we go. Yep.